Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. And that's the First Nation Radio Station is BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother 0457140550. And our Facebook page as well for your keyboard warriors, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to give a big shout out, acknowledgement to the traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you say, Mob, Yarn Up Strong, and a 1 hour program, so do utilise it. We go, like I said, across the nation, thanks to NERS. A big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours, and a deadly black network it is, and making all our yarns come to front and centre. And we talk about all our topics and the successes and the failures and what's happening with our mob. But do add to the conversation. All is here for your yarn here on National Talk Black. Let's go to Woodja Woodja, where the rainforest meets the sea. Beautiful country up there. Big shout out to your mob, Woodja Woodja, too deadly.
Yo, keep your head up high. It's all in our hearts. One blood, one fire.
We're raised in a valley where our hearts run so free. Cause the land will always be here for you and me. Cause it's time to stand with pride. So no matter what others say, so keep your head up high. Cause there will always be another day.
In the river where the rainforest meets the sea. In the far north, black fellows stand so free. Woodja woodja, young girl and yell and you tried, but the TLs thrive.
This is where my heart will always be. Streets and beats and families will always bring back happiness and memories. We'll always have our ups and downs, but for now it ain't really nothing to worry about.
So just chill with me and just bounce to the sound.
You gotta make it count, cause this is how the valley gang break it down.
Now it's time for our people to stand as one. Nyungul and Yalindi and many more to come. I wanna dedicate this to our community. Woodja woodja, where the rainforest meets the sea.
We're raised in a valley. So free, cause the land will always be here for you and me. Cause it's time to stand with pride. So no matter what others say, so keep your head up high. Cause there will always be another day.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, we have Queensland Mental Health Week happening from this week, 9th to the 17th of October. Take time for mental health. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Catherine Scott, Manager of Operations and Compliance at the Junction Clubhouse. The Junction Art Exhibition is being launched and happening today, Tuesday, 12 October. So we're going to catch up a yarn with Catherine on the line. Catherine, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good I'm well. Good morning, Trevor. Good morning, listeners. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Lovely. Thank you for coming to the program. Sister, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
My name is Catherine, so I work at the Junctions, Junction Clubhouse in Cairns. We're at Miller Street, Parramatta Park, and we are a psychosocial place for people to come who have mental illness and people over the age of 18.
Yes. Look, fantastic. We have the Junction Art Exhibition happening at launch. Now, just tell us where it's happening.
Okay, so we're having our art exhibition. We've got over 40 pieces exhibiting, both from members of the Junction, Trevor, and staff, and it's on today. The launch is at the Kite Gallery at 133 Grafton Street. So come along, have a look at the exhibition. It's from 11 a.m. to 11:30, the launch. We'd love for people to come and look at some of the artwork by members and staff. It's a really eclectic collection of artworks of people expressing what it's like to live with a mental illness.
And look, it's a powerful tool when we're talking about art and a way mob can really express themselves, you know, a way of getting a message out there without verbally stating anything, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also about destigmatising, you know, that talk around mental illnesses, Trev, because a lot of us probably know somebody out in the community or somebody in family who might be acting a little bit different, possibly not diagnosed on a lot of medication, and just have a conversation with them, you know, because it's about treating people with dignity and kindness.
Yeah, for sure. Take time for mental health. It is Queensland Mental Health Week, and taking time. No, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Love and respect our mob out there, our people out there, and you know, we'll pop the question: are you okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, and sometimes you know everybody's on a different journey, and not everybody's having a good day. So it's just really good that we take that time and that understanding, and just ask people how they're doing and really listen to what they're saying.
Now, the Junction Clubhouse. Tell us a bit about that, and how long you've been the manager of operations and compliance there, please, sister.
So we've been here in this premises here since 2017. I've been here since February this year. I just started as manager of operations, come on board to streamline all of their operations, their HR onboarding of staff and that, and all their compliance under the NDIS legislation and the Mental Health Act. So it's a psychosocial. We're non-clinical, non-judgmental. We have adults who come here over the age of 18 who have a lived experience of a mental illness. And we work with them on what is their best lives look like, Trev, you know, whatever it means for them living their best life. And we help them give purpose and order to their day.
Well, exactly. And I think the message we're putting out there is every individual has got their own journey, and it no need to be comparison to someone else's journey, but enjoy your journey and live life to the fullest.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it wasn't for places like us here at the Junction Clubhouse, these people who are out in the community would be sitting at home spiralling into, you know, some well of depression. So this place is a place for them to come and engage with people, develop some skills, life skills. We help get them into part-time employment if that's what they want. That's what they want on their journey. We help them with their recovery, because it's all about their goals and what they want for themselves.
Catherine, look, good yarning with you, my sister. And look, I must make mention of your beautiful mother with my mother in spirit, Dr. Evelyn Scott, activist, strong black woman. Tell us what it's like, what it was like growing up having her as your mother, as your mentor.
Oh, well, you know, Trevor, it's like when everyone knows your mum and they're like, oh, son or daughter, you know, you live up to somebody's footprint or shadow. But actually, it's nice, you know, that people still remember my mum and your mum too. Like the other day when I ran into you at the vaccination clinic, it was nice to talk about your mum, because I went home and had a big laugh. You know,
thinking, exactly.
Oh, yeah, remember your mum chasing me around the schoolyard trying to get me to class. You know, but there's some of those lessons that they leave with you that stay with you, you know. Treat people with kindness and civility costs nothing. That was one of my mum's mottos. I was talking to a member today who was saying, you know, manners are going out the door, Catherine. I said, yeah, my mum used to say civility costs nothing. And he said when his mother passed that he remembers, he said she couldn't communicate with him, but at the hospital he remembers her last words that they had a conversation about, you know, always use your manners. Yeah. Take your manners everywhere. So I thought that was lovely.
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman, your beautiful mother, Dr. Evelyn Scott, Auntie Evelyn. Strong for black women, but black people overall, ACES.
Ah.
Too deadly, yeah. That's Catherine Scott there, yarning up strong there, Manager of Operation Compliance at the Junction Clubhouse, talking about the event happening today. So get on down and check them out. Kite Art Gallery, 133 Grafton Street, Cairns. Take the time, lived experience on canvas, and looking after our mob out there. Take the time for mental health. Stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trevor and Mike here. Murray from the Curry was having a deadly yarn with Professor Andrea Ropert from the School of Education, Psychology and Counselling in the Faculty of Education at Monash University, and talking about prevention and early intervention critical to ending the cycle of family mental illness. And I was saying, Professor, you there, Professor?
Yes.
Good morning. Yeah, got you back. So thank you. I was saying in regards to the curriculum as such, so psychologists, as they go through their studies, this needs to be in the curriculum in regarding dotting I's, crossing T's and helping a patient, but also working towards the prevention and early intervention, ending the cycle of family mental illness, yes?
Yeah, no, psychologists and social workers, anybody that works with people with mental health issues, need to learn how to have those sort of conversations. How do we just talk to people and connect on that really basic, you know, you're a parent, what does that mean for you? How can I help you help your kids? You know, so I think that's a critical, it's a core skill that everybody should learn.
Exactly. I was saying that an elder, an uncle of mine used to, he taught me about communication with people, and he says, you think of when you're looking at somebody, written on their forehead was the word form. And so you talk about asking about their family, occupation, recreation, and then the message, if that's the case, you know. So I've always had that in my mind regarding, well, just building relationships and having a conversation with people. Yeah. But this could be, well, should be used in regarding dealing with people with mental illness and to interact about the family situation, yes?
That's right. And connecting with people in that way. Being a parent is one of the things that I know for me is one of the most important things I've ever done. It's part of who I am. Mm. And if we can connect with each other on that level, I think it deepens the relationship. It just makes it more real, and it means that people are more motivated to get better because they can see that it's going to impact on their kids.
Mm.
So I think it's a really critical part of what we do.
Well, and I suppose, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but if a psychologist is working with a patient, the next in line, the next interview or next conversation is then with one of the children or with the children? Can that be done?
Well, that's a really, really interesting point because you wouldn't want a psychologist to talk to kids without the parents knowing or without the parents' permission. But I think it's even stronger to be able to say to the person, you know, you've got kids. Who do you think is the best person to talk to your children about your illness or you know, what their needs are? Do you want to do that? Can I help you have that
team
conversation
effort
with your kids? You know, so it's sort of, I hate the word empowering, but it's, you know, sort of getting the parent to then feel like, I can do this, and these are my kids, and I know what's best for them. But the psychologist or whoever it is supports the parent in doing that. I think that's the approach. Like some parents will say, oh, look, I don't really understand my mental illness properly anyway. Can you do it? Well, and I'd say, well, let's do it together. You know, so, so it's always, I wouldn't want to take that away from any parent.
Yeah, I look at it as a team effort, so to speak. We're all at the table and we're all in the conversation, so to speak.
Exactly.
A soft approach,
exactly.
Yeah, beautiful.
And parents are the experts on their children. I think we've got to constantly remember that. They know their kids best. They know what their kids need. So my job is to help you help your kids.
So regarding the prevention and early intervention, critical to ending the cycle of family mental illness, where do we go from here, Professor? You there, Professor?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, Professor Andrea. I just lost her there again. Finishing that conversation regarding prevention, early intervention, critical to ending the cycle of family mental illness. And as I asked, the first question was, is it generational in regarding mental illness? And yes, it can be. So they need to work on that. And that's what that's what we're talking about with Professor Andrea Roper, her name is. From the School of Education, Psychology and Counselling in the Faculty of Education at Monash University. I'll try and get her back to finish off that conversation. But very important conversation. Stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Fly, go, yeah, fly. Go, yeah, fly.
Yeah, fly good or fly. Two Delhi Mob, congratulations. Yarrabah Seahawks taking out the championship here in Cairns, the Cairns District Rugby League, and defeating the Innisfail Leprechaun Brothers to 20 points to 16. So congratulations. Fantastic. And that song going out to you, Mob, there, Yari. Fantastic. All fired up and excited about the grand final win there. And the last time they won it was back in 2017. Have you say, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball around here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First National Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM, Bummer Brippin Media, 98.7 FM. Update with the top stories in the news. New South Wales COVID cases plummet after residents get first taste of freedom. Albanese refuses to expel MP Anthony Byrne after branch stacking admission. Victoria to recruit 1,000 overseas health workers as hospitalisation peak looms. What happened to other countries that opened up after hitting their vaccine targets? New South Wales teams charged with beating, slaying 14 kangaroos. US nuclear engineer and wife sold secrets about submarines, FBI. So that's where it is at the top of the news, the titles on what's happening in the country at the moment. Have your say in Yana Strong. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Big shout to all our beautiful sisters out there. Hope you're well. This song's going out to you guys from Natasha Aldridge, Because of Her We Can. Too Deadly.
To pay tribute to all the women across this land. We want to say thank you. It's because of you we can. You raised us from babies to the people we are today.
Thanks to you, say it's good.
Yeah, that's Girlfriend by Billy here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, you can text your brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. Yarning with the ball, you're on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, and host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country. BBM98.7FM, go across the nation, thanks to NERS. A big shout out to the NERS team, thank you very much. House at the Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. Our big brother's up there, down there. I'm up here, down there. Big shout out. Then message here going out to all the mob here in Cairns, community vaccine event. Everyone welcome. That's happening tomorrow, Wednesday, 13 October, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Live music, games, prizes, food, and, of course, get the jab done. We have performances by Waha from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then we have the Deadly Barney Brothers, the night shift from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Now, everyone 12 years and over is eligible for the free COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine. Let's get the jab done is the message here. And there's food there by Black Pearl. That's Barbara Drummond. Big shout out there, my sister. Hope you're well. And it's all happening at Wu Chopin Health Service, 6 Mornard Street, Manura. So there's family-friendly, drug and alcohol-free and COVID-19 safe event. So do go check it out. Or otherwise, turn up then, have a yarn to the medical staff about that, about the jab. If you're still sitting on the fence and don't know which way to go, go and have the conversation. They say knowledge is power. So do acknowledge the power. The other activity happening here in Cairns, Far North Queensland, is Big Talk One Fire. That's the Big Talk One Fire Festival, and that's sponsored by and organised by Yumi Arts. So that's happening Saturday, 16th of October, 2021, Fogarty Park, Cairns Esplanade from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Come down and say hello to the BBM crew. We're doing the outdoor broadcast down there, and a lot of story, dance, song, and culture. And we have a performance by Simone Stacey, Sea Breeze, Wawoonwoman, Rochelle Pitt. Finished just playing her. I've got a track coming up here very soon. Also have Taurus Webb, Marindy Schreiber, big shout out sister, David Hudson, Dark and Handsome, The Night Shift Cairns, and Cultural Dancers, and BYO Water, Bottle, Chair, and Sanitizers. That's all happening, Big Talk One Fire. So give us a call, your mob. Tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods, what's going down with your mob, your community, your school, your organization. All is here for your daily yarn and National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
I'm a proud black younger boy with the killer flow. Listen to the year that hear, listen to it blow. Brother boys, younger boys, all the way from Manum Land. Era boy, me the lap would die, missing there, you go balanda bungo. The mud irang and yamarchiko. Napuka jabbed in, Naputo, Ripuko, Walla man with Jim, like a man up a beer, rip for rip for me to go. Bubble in a marching and ya go. Trick is mind blown, survive and mob, human brain, greatest weapon in the globe. Child sustain, education, knowledge is started standing on everyone's shoulders. Teaching yourself as you get older and older.
Mala, our music is going. I'm using my manique, very, very flowing. Can you feel the wind blowing? Young one, Ale, Marque, Mia, Caderamo. So, Mariuna, 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 Mariuna.
Yeah, Mariana, that's Baker Boy here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bull one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Now, Aboriginal clothing, a collection to Grace Paris Fashion Week. Two Aboriginal designers are bringing their clothing collection from the red dust of the Pilbara to the runway at Paris Fashion Week on 30 September. Looking to catch up a yarn there. We've got have a yarn with we got Rebecca Rickard here and Deadly Denim Owner on the line. That's Rebecca. Good morning. How are you, sis?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm Rebecca. I'm a Noongar woman, Wadjuk Dalladong, and I'm coming from you today from Wadjuk Noongar Budja.
Deadly, and look, congratulations in regard to your clothing collection to Grace Paris Fashion Parade. So tell us how it all came about, please, sister.
Yeah, sure. So it came about, started Deadly Denim about nearly 3 years ago now, and it's just slowly sort of grown, and applied for a few international fashion weeks this year, and we were lucky enough to get in as emerging designers to New York earlier this year, and then Paris it was last week.
Too deadly, fantastic. And you started out with your business. Was the vision going overseas? It would have been that way inclined?
No, we thought about it last year before COVID. We thought it'd be a great opportunity to go over and take, you know, local models with us, just rep culture on the runway,
yes,
like alongside the fashion and the artwork that's on the fashion. But, yeah, I mean, we just decided to go ahead anyway and send the collection over without us.
And you got a partner in crime there, Bobby Lockyer?
Yeah, I did. I collaborated with Bobby for this collection, which has been really great. I work well with Bobby and have a lot of respect for her. She's a pretty multi-talented woman.
Good. So you came to the table together. Were you friends or went to school together? How did the friendship start and then the business relationship?
Yeah, well, I'm actually based in Perth. Bobby's up in Port Hedland. She's the one in the Pilbara.
Okay.
I had noticed her work a couple of years ago. I'm sort of at the tail end of studying a degree to be a midwife.
Okay.
And I'm really passionate about cultural birthing. And Bobby is an amazing photographer, and she does a lot of photos around cultural birthing. And I had just followed her from those and that art of hers.
So you got those professions on the shelf at the moment.
And
you're focused.
Yeah, we're just connected and started working together early this year. We've been talking for a while, but it took us a year or so to get it together to actually do a collab together.
Too deadly. So you put that on the shelf there at the moment, your professions. You there, Rebecca?
Have I lost you?
Yeah, you have. I'll try and get Rebecca back. That's Rebecca Rickard, and she's the owner, her and her partner, her business partner, Bobby Lockyer, and the two girls own Deadly Denim, and Deadly Denim Aboriginal Clothing Collection to Grace Paris Fashion Parade. So how deadly are they? And one's a midwife and one's doing work in the art fashion, but they got together and designed a clothing company called Deadly Denim. And now they're kicking goals and going off to Paris. Well, how? Too deadly. And that's all right in the middle of a pandemic. But they say if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. So have your say. And Yana, I'll add to the conversation here. I'll just try and get back sister on the line. Rebecca, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, look, I thought you flew off to Paris. I thought, hey, we're talking. What you doing? Shut up. So when do you head over? What's happening? Talking. Do you go with the clothing? Do you travel with the clothing, Rebecca, or you just send the clothes, or how's it all work?
We sent the collection over through the post.
Okay. And you didn't happen to travel with the clothing?
No, we didn't go with the clothing.
Yeah, sure. Well, there's a pandemic happening globally at the moment, so probably not a good idea.
No, that's it. I was like, no way, staying here. We're both single parents too, so like, I don't know, just...
Hard yakka, yes. And that in itself is a hell of a job. So, are you still doing midwifing, or is that on the shelf at the moment?
Yeah, no, I'm still doing that part time. My studies have got a little bit there to finish, so
all right,
hanging in there, just
fantastic. And like I said, girls can do anything. So, big shout out to you and Bobby. How did it come about in regarding the clothing? Did Paris got in touch with you, saw your work, or tell us that exposure as such?
Yes. So it was Flying Solo, who are a mob in New York. They're like a collective for emerging designers. And I had done New York with them, with Deadly Denim, and seen that they also did a Paris. They did took 10 different designers from around the world. So you just applied.
Mm.
And if you were lucky enough to get in, then you took it from there. And that was us. We were lucky enough to get in.
Fantastic. Well, having that on your resume, so to speak, it can now sort of open your clothing to bigger and better things, especially in this country, sister.
Yeah, definitely. We'd not say no to that. And there's so many amazing Indigenous designers around Australia at the moment.
Exactly.
Doing amazing things. And shout out to my sister girl, Cheryl, there, with our Murugyu Couture.
Yes. You know Cheryl, do you? She's doing good work. Yes, had yarns on this program with her many a time. So, lean from the front. Good girls can do anything. You're too deadly, you mob.
Oh, there are so many deadly women around Australia doing some amazing things in fashion and all areas. But, talking about fashion.
Well, so thank you so very much. All the best to you, Rebecca Rickard, and to Bobby as well, Bobby Lockyer, and Deadly Denim is up and running. And, today, WA, tomorrow the world, and that's what's happening going to Paris.
Yeah, Yeah, and can't wait to visit Cairns one day.
Yeah, come
too.
And see us. Come and hang out with us at Great Barrier Reef. We can wear denim out there on the reef and hang out with Nemo.
Oh. Hey, denim speedos, I'm there. I'll
there you go. You take care, sister. All the best.
You too. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Dudley, Rebecca Rickard and her partner is business partner Bobby Lockyer. Them two girls run Dudley Denim, and now the Aboriginal clothing collection to grace Paris Fashion Parade. So there it is, fantastic, and a big shout out to them and inspiration there to all the young artists out there. That's beginning is half done. Doors can open up, and you can really kick some Dudley goals. So enjoy that journey. Keep the focus on the goal, the dream. And obstacles are those ugly things that you look at when you take your eyes off your goals and dreams. Stay focused, your mob. Let's go to Aracoon Mob, Black, Strong and Proud, to Dudley.
Yo, 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 I'm a fan. Nintwem, Ngayang, with a Kang Kang crew from Aracoon. Hey, yeah, mob, yeah, mob. We sing and we dance from the town to the bush. Winching them up did Sarah push. One of them dance and fly like a bird. Up over the land and the whistle that you heard is the sound of the Kong Kong. Call of the eagle, dangerous and proud. The totem of my people when I'm hunting. I can see you from a distance. Bring back the food for my brothers and my sisters.
We're black fish, don't we're proud. With people, tell me not loud. We're black fish, don't we're proud.
I'm a Kung Kung tutor from around the way, and I socialize and I rap all day. With a weak beat from Aracoon, just shake a leg to the funky tune. Flick, flick, kumbala past the cup. Come on, weak people, turn the music up. I'm proud of my culture and I'm proud of my slang. Bottom and crew is not the rum gang.
We're black fish, don't we're proud. Weak people, tell the beat up loud. We're black fish, don't we're proud. Weak people.
We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Weak people, turn the beat up loud. We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Weak people, turn the beat up loud.
I'm a strong, independent woman from Cape York. A leader in progress for the future. You can see that spotlight shining on me. The blacker, the berry, the cuter. Rising up for my people, being their voice. Paving the way for my children. Winona, Pana, Salome, Jose. These strong families that we're building. There ain't no stopping me, youpla. My people, our culture, their future. Kang Kang, Matakuz, I told ya. You never get the best of my culture.
We're black fish, don't we're proud. With people, tell the beat up loud. We're black fish, don't we're proud. With people, tell the beat up loud.
We're black, we're strong, we're proud. With people, tell the beat up loud. We're black, we're strong, we're proud. With people,
tell the beat up loud.
Cry your poverty and I cry your shame. Desperation without.
Yeah, that's Double D there. David Dow, big shout out. My cousin, hope you're well, based down in Rocky. And he runs a little business called Short Black, and that he is. Too deadly. Big shout out. Have you say, Yana Strong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We've got someone online. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother. To the most demonized community in Queensland, brother, I feel a bit of anger to them. Has to be Arakoon and Palm Island, brother.
Mm.
And my children, parents, myself, I'm from Palm Island, and their mum from up Arakoon, brother. And I got really pissed off yesterday, on Friday, when I was in the office. Yeah, might be tomorrow, following days, when that doctor over there, you know, on Friday, I knew him since. Brother, I used to go to wood chopper rooms down at Lake Street, and my children, my oldest is 24, he know him. Mm. And for a couple of months, he's been wanting to, I don't want to jab me and my children. And what come out was the privileged white man when he started talking to me, and it came from a place, the place that Billy Cartoon come from. They know what's best, brother. And when I went to for my prescription, I thought I was being held to ransom. Until I gave him, I told him I know, and what time, I don't know, he didn't understand, and I thought I had to be a David Denier, a Dr. Phil, and a Macquarie Street lawyer to explain to him, because I went to that when I stopped drinking at 22, but anyway, that's when I walked out, they're really angry, and I wasn't pissed off with a black fellow staff there, but yeah, and anyway, he was coming from a place that he knows what best of what the chief protectors knew that, and I grew my kids up, and like I say, brother, we're the most demonized, the children from the most demonized community in Queensland, Palm Island, and I've done pretty well, brother, but I'll finish this yarn later on, brother. Thank you, brother.
No, thank you very much. That's our someone there having a yarn here on National Talk Black. You too can have a yarn by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Got about 3 minutes squeezing a yarn through the call, but in actual fact, yeah, we've got 2 and a bit minutes. So we've got the news coming up very soon via NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. So what I'll do, I'll just say my goodbyes now, you mob. I thank you very much for your company, Too Deadly Mob. It's great to be the host for this daily program and steer you through for a 1 hour shift. So thank you very much. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic, and we need to take care and look after ourselves. Like I said, have that conversation with your First Nation Health Organization about getting a jab. If you've already done the jab, look, fantastic. If you haven't, get the information and look at it very seriously. Too deadly.